In his second inaugural address, President Bush named spreading freedom around the world as one of his foreign policy goals. Democratic activists in a small West African nation are calling on the president to back up his words. They want the United States to pay more attention to a political crisis in Togo. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
Togo native Kofi Gabriel Abba says he was inspired by President Bush's rhetoric on spreading freedom, inspired enough to organize a protest outside the White House yesterday.
As he said, that any nation that will rise up anywhere in the world, that the United States will be on their side. And then he believes that is the gift of God to every nation. So I say, let me call my people. Let us go and tell President Bush that we are all here are people of God, created by the same God, just like Iraq and Afghanistan.
Several hundred people turned out holding signs urging President Bush to save Togo from tyranny. The rally came nearly 2 weeks after Togo's longtime authoritarian leader, Nsingbe Eyadema, died and his son installed to rule the country, which is on the Gulf of Guinea just between Ghana and Benin. Togolese protester Dave Dado says it's time for President Bush to speak out about the political crisis there.
And we just, you know, calling on him to help us. Please help us. Please help us, you know, because we are in tears. We are outraged.
He also had a message for Togo's new ruler, for Nsingbe.
We can no longer be under a dictatorship for another 40 years. A lot of people here that are demonstrating today were born while his father was in power. And now, you know, they're going to live and die under the same family ruling. And Togo is not a kingdom.
Just about the same time these protesters were outside the White House, a Democratic member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Russell Feingold, was questioning Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice about her commitment to democracy in Africa.
I'm interested in how this principle applies to Africa. How does the administration propose to support democratization in Zimbabwe? How about Uganda or Chad, where serving presidents are in various stages of pursuing constitutional changes that will enable them to serve for a third term, which many of us believe is not a great idea.
Rice argued that the U.S. has been tough on Zimbabwe, a country she has labeled an outpost of tyranny, but she says her criticism was simply met by fresh outbursts from Zimbabwe's president, Robert Mugabe. As for other African countries, she signaled few changes, saying simply the U.S. will continue to talk about the need for freedom.
The most important thing that we can do is we make it an agenda item with each and every country in the world.
Togo wasn't mentioned in the hearing. The U.S. response has been limited. The State Department has expressed concern about how power was passed on from father to son and is backing regional efforts to pressure Togo to abide by its constitution. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.